99.1 in Toronto.
Now, the last time there was a long weekend in this country, many people huddled around their radios. I suppose people still do that. Listening as Gian Gomeshi counted down 50 tracks. These were the 50 essential Canadian songs of all time. Of course, that exercise, whittling down the top 50 tunes, was rather contentious. Not everybody agreed with the CBC's list. In fact, one blogger from the city of Ottawa even started his own alternate list online. The other 50 tracks featured music journalists suggesting songs that they thought that should be on the countdown, and then they vetoed ones that they actually didn't think should be on the list. Keith Sari, a.k.a. Fat Citizen, is the man behind the other 50 tracks. We spoke a few months back when this whole project started. The final alternate list is complete. Keith is on the line once again. Keith, hello.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Remind us, for people who may have forgotten, why exactly you wanted to do this.
I think it was two simple words. if we may remember this, the two simple words for those of us who may not have been here a couple months ago were Parachute Club. The 80s had some excellent music in Canada, and it was the 80s list and the 80s panel that sort of got this thing started, and it evolved into, instead of maybe trying to get a better list, I think what we've really come up with is the word that we've used is the other 50 tracks, and I think what we've done is we've offered an alternative, hopefully turned over some rocks and found some gems that people may not have heard.
You're being very diplomatic. Come on, you must think that this is a better list. Deep down in your heart?
Frankly, you know what? At first, my first instinct was, you know, we can do better than that. Mm. This thing has got some real flaws. And then as we moved on, I really came to the conclusion that this list is really a reflection of the methodology, just like our list, is a reflection of the methodology that was used. Gian's list made for really good radio, and in order to do that, you have to break it down by decade and sort of have a linear type discussion of things. Ours was all over the map, and so as a result, we had some picks that were really exciting and really interesting, and some that were good, but different. So I think overall, someone wrote me to say, together they make the ultimate 100, and I think they really complement one another.
Was your discussion civil? What was on the radio was fairly civil.
I think we had
civil.
Some really interesting discussions. We had some real debates, too. There's an act, and to call them a musical act might be a little stretch, called the Denialist Spasm Band.
From London, Ontario,
40 years every Monday night. And we had a really interesting debate over whether or not they belonged. They're very influential in a certain space. And for those of you who haven't heard them, and many people haven't, including me, until I started this, they do noise art. It's not so much music. So we had a long debate. Eventually, they got vetoed. On the kind of the other side, the more mainstream side, some people may have heard that at first we vetoed the Tragically Hip. So,
and then people came and knocked on your door and threatened to burn your house
I had
down.
A lot of people with backwards baseball caps threatening me at my front door. No, I actually, quite seriously, we had a round at the end, which we called a non-veto round, and that was an opportunity for people to fill in gaps, if you will, if there was something that wasn't on the list that didn't make to you didn't make sense, and we got the Hip in around the back door that way.
What of yours was vetoed?
I only had one pick vetoed, which may be just host prerogative. I'm not sure if the rest of the people on the panel were just being nice to me.
Being polite, or you just veto them?
Maybe they figured I was going to edit them nastily if they vetoed me. But my one pick that got vetoed, actually we discussed it last time I was on air, was Westray.
Oh, yes.
By Weeping Tile from Kingston. This is Sarah Harmer's original band. And it got knocked on for being kind of formulaic 90s alternative rock. But that was the only pick that I had that got vetoed. I was pretty pleased with that.
So now that you have this final list, are you happy with it? Do you think, because what 50 tracks I think was trying to do was be representative of the Canadian music scene as a whole and say this is generally pop, but this is sort of the best that we have done. Are you happy with your list?
I am happy with the list, and I'm happy with it because I think it does two things. I think the first thing it does is it focuses on songs that the CBC either got the right artist the right artist in the wrong song or the wrong artist. So in cases like, I think we got a better Neil Young song than was on the list. And then I think what we did as well is we sort of pulled out some of those gems. There's Plunder Phonics, which is a Toronto-based mashup artist from the 70s, and he's done stuff that if people haven't heard about mashups, the whole concept of taking music from one song and vocals from another, and it's pretty new. It's an internet-based phenomenon, a computer-based phenomenon, but there was a guy who was doing it in Toronto with tape loops in the mid-70s, and I think I've already had people emailing saying, who is this guy? What's this about? And I think that's a really great opportunity to open people's eyes and minds to things like that.
And you got Glenn Gould, the aria from Goldberg Variations.
We got Oscar Peterson. We got a bunch of people who I think, it's pop, but it's also, you know, we've got some jazz, we've got some obviously classical music. I think it's an opportunity for people who think that sort of there's a Canadian canon, and take a step outside the canon and give some of the other stuff a try.
We're going to play the number one song. Give us the very brief setup for this.
We didn't actually rate the songs in order, but the first song that was nominated, if memory serves, was Hockey by Jane Siberry. We listed them 1 to 50 on the list, and I think that might be the one you're going to play.
It's a great Canadian song.
Outstanding song, and it ranges from... it sounds kind of like ice skating. I think it's got the real. It's really evocative that way.
Keith, you've done some great work. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Matt.
Keith Serry, the man behind the other 50 tracks. The full list. I'm looking at it right now. You can read it online at pwi.blogspot.com. Here's a lovely song for the 24th of May long weekend. Jane Siberry and Hockey.
Winter time in the frozen river. Sunday afternoon. They're playing hockey on the river. Rosie. That scar on his chin forever. Someday his girlfriend will say, hey, where? And he might look out the window, or not. You skate as fast as you can till you hit the snowbank. That's how you stop. Your sweater from the hemlock. Use your rubber boots for goalposts. I'm walking home. us just got caught for dinner. Rosie. Sunday afternoon.
The great Canadian song there. Jane Sibbery and Hockey. Again, you can read the whole other 50 tracks list, pwy.blogspot.com.